physically, it was a much more physical game than what it is today. You know, you couldn't walk across the lane without getting checked, you know, or the screens, you know, illegal screens holding. You always had to pay a price. You know, be it if you were aggressive and you were a gung-ho guy and you go in with the understanding that I'm going to get hit. I'm going to pay the price, but, you know, that's part of the game. You know, I'm not going to be afraid to go inside. Those are types of things that, you know, these kids don't even have a clue of how we had to grow up or how we had to play. You know, I'm playing in my camp against O.J. Mayo. He was a top high school kid coming out. And I never met him first time. In front of my camp, he starts this thing about, you can't guard me. You can't do this. You know, I got my campus here, so I can't really go where I want to go because of my camp. So I stop the camp, send the kids to bed. We go back to playing. And he starts his whole thing, you know, that you can't guard me, you can't do this. And then finally I said, look, dude, you may be the best high school player, but I'm the best player in the world. So from this point on, it's a lesson. And from that point on, it was a lesson. He never won a game. I posted him up. I did everything. If I can ever show you that film, ask him about the thing that happened at my camp. If I was in my prime, who would I want to play one-on-one with? That list is very long. Start off with Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, Kobe Bryant in his prime, LeBron in his prime, D-Wade in his prime, Melo. That's a good start.
Yeah.
I don't think I lose. Other than Kobe Bryant, because he steals all my moves.